Lazing around, watching television, doing homework, painting the house. Whatever. It's spring break. Wouldn't you rather be dodging moguls and coasting down ski hills in the Great White North? We've teamed up with our snow-crazed sponsors to bring you the coolest winter holiday package ever. Qualify to win one of three Great White North prize packs for you and 20 of your closest friends. Are you king or queen of the hill? Find out this spring break. Enter the Great White North contest online or call us toll free. Is your light hiding under a bush? Remember, you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Let your light shine at the Youth for Christ concert in support of our missionaries serving communities in El Salvador. We're looking for musical acts and people to serve on several committees working behind the scenes. Come share your time, talent, and treasure with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. We want to make this the concert that's the best yet, but we need your help. For more information on how you can share your time, talent, and treasure, give Adrian a call at 555-4672. It's finally here. The cat's meow tour has purred its way up to Marsha's Cove. We've got Abyssinians, British Shorthairs, Burmese, Chantilly kittens, Cornish Rexes, some splendid Japanese bobtails, Maine Coon cats, and many more. Did I mention our Russian Blues, Persians, Ragdolls, and Pixie Bobs? You won't want to miss this fine array of felines. Here's your personal invitation to join us at Bloomers Fairgrounds for an all-day event from 8 to 6 on Saturday, November 12th. The Cat's Meow Tour at Bloomers Fairgrounds for one day only. Exclusive reports on the state of the nation, climbing gas prices, and the National Child Care Program, all coming up tonight on your evening news. Parents everywhere are dying to get their hands on one of these. No, it's not a Tickle Me Elmo doll. It's a handheld digital dictionary. Find out why kids are going high-tech and how their pocket computers may spell the end for conventional learning, tonight on the News at 6.